Welcome to Insider Insights, where we dive into hot topics facing the financial services industry. Today, we're excited to have Kelly Gay, Chief Marketing Officer at One America Financial, sit down with our own Tina Beckwith, Chief Marketing Officer at Limra and Loma. Listen as Kelly discusses leadership approaches that empower teams, key qualities of an effective CMO, and the challenges shaping today's consumers.
Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to the 2025 Distribution and Marketing Conference. I'm here with Kelly Gay, CMO of One America. And Kelly has been with the industry for over 25 years. Currently, she's Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at One America Financial. She's been committed to strategic oversight and aligning across marketing, communications, digital stakeholder experience with a focus on driving exceptional brand engagement and business results across the enterprise. In 13 years with One America Financial, she's played a key role in steering One America Financial toward a consumer-centric organization and raised market visibility. Efforts to promote the growth of new business and retention. Fun facts, she's a graduate of the University of Connecticut, where she earned multiple accolades in the classroom and on the basketball court, including a sweeping win of the 1995 NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. What a better time of year to be talking with you.
March Madness.
She is an advocate of diversity and inclusion, as well as leadership coaching. She's engaged in community activities that focus on the needs of women and youth. Kelly also serves on multiple boards and committees, including the USA Swimming Foundation Board, the WNBA All-Star Committee, the CMO Limra Committee, Women in Technology, and Women in Agile. And Women in Agile. She loves time with her family and friends and enjoys running, personal passion of mine as well.
Love it.
So, 25 years in the industry.
Yeah, I don't know how I got here.
What inspired you to pursue a career in marketing and specifically financial services?
Well, it's funny. I don't think I started off thinking marketing and financial services. When I graduated from University of Connecticut, my career, basketball career, ended. I had options to go overseas, but I chose to work. And a donor provided an opportunity for me to interview. And the interview was either at a life insurance company in Hartford, Connecticut, or a casino. And I said, I'm not sure I want to dabble, you know, on the dark side, if you will. And I jumped right in. And I started off in communications. And what I realized very quickly was, at first, it felt like we were selling something. And then it just clicked for me that it was really about making a difference in people's lives. And from there, I realized I have a high degree of empathy. And that empathy was a skill I had to continue to hone and evolve. But the ability to put our feet in the shoes of others and understand that every piece of paper in this industry that passes by a desk is a person. Every experience they have either strengthens their decision-making process or otherwise. So I just stumbled into it. I was an English major. I love poetry. I love basketball. And it just happened. And I've stayed, and I didn't think I could be here for 25 years, but here we are.
What a story. Wow. Now, I'd also love to hear your perspective on reaching the industry and how that's evolved over the years.
Yeah, when I think about when I began, it was very much about we have a product to sell. And I share that we've moved from selling a product to actually communicating and marketing what the product does. And when I think about the evolution, we've gone from little M marketing to big M marketing.
Yes.
And marketing leaders are now very, very different. And of course, there's so many disciplines within marketing now. But we have been buoyed by that the concept of 360-degree view of all of our different constituents.
Yes.
And that gives us this beautiful opportunity, backed by data and digital and customer experience, to really meet people where they are. And that matters. And I think at the heart of it, if we aren't really anchored by what we do as an organization, what we do as marketers, reaching people and helping them find financial security, we're really missing the boat.
Right.
So I think it's been backed by the evolution of customer experience, the harnessing of data, and our ability to really reach people where they are with a message that matters most to them.
Yeah, you're so right. 25 years ago, it was primarily design and creative, and now there are all these other disciplines within it.
I remember when I was in communications, my job was to blast facts. This was like 25 years ago. But I like where you're headed with that comment that integrated marketing is a thing. It's mm-hmm. become even bigger. It's yes. so multidimensional. And I've said you can have great words and good visuals aligned to your brand, but if you don't have data and technology that really amplifies that, we don't have far the opportunity to reach people where they are and help yes. them make great decisions.
Now, in your organization, as you've encouraged individuals to grow and develop within marketing, mm-hmm. what strategies do you use to empower your team and really foster that creativity?
Great question. I remember when I was coming up, and it feels like I'm still on the come up, but I had to really shift my thinking from bringing in my marketing hat mm-hmm. to bringing in my business hat. Mm. So when you really understand the world around our industry, whether it's the economic factors, consumer packaged goods driving change in our industry, what's happening with our competitors, you really need to have that business hat on, which is growing business acumen. The nuances of all of our channels and our stakeholders or personas is so varied. It is important that you put your business hat on and then you hire great talent or you empower great talent. I am a team sport person. It's just how I've grown up. And playing basketball for Gino, there are times when I wanted to have the ball with 30 seconds left on the clock to mm-hmm. win the game. And then there are other times that I'm literally sitting on the bench handing out water. You can do this. So it's important that we understand our role and understand that we all play a part and we can bring people together. Yeah. There's so much power in diverse backgrounds and diverse thinking with that focus on the outcomes. Yes. And you can unleash that and empower that talent. Amazing things can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you really foster a great dynamic at One America Financial. Have there been any hurdles that you've experienced within your marketing strategies?
Yes.
And how did you turn those challenges into opportunities?
Yeah, great question. When we made the shift from little M marketing to big M marketing, mm-hmm. you can imagine the excitement.
Yeah.
So developing and driving brands, implementing customer experience, making sure that digital is empowering that customer experience, data is all lined up, voice of customer, all those things need
yes.
to be built in succession. And my job is to be thinking about long-term mm-hmm. And then making sure we're building all the disciplines and maturing them at the right pace and scale. But I will tell you, I mean, all of those big transformational topics take a tremendous amount of patience.
Yes.
Just because I want them to happen tomorrow doesn't mean our organization is ready for those things to happen tomorrow. But then it just clicks.
Yes.
And people start to use the language, use the concepts. You see it in strategies. You hear it in the words that people are saying. And then there's broader adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as I've been in this chair for a long time, we want to do all this stuff and do it for half the cost. Those are certainly never easy conversations, and marketing is about it is strategy. So mm-hmm. it's a set of choices that you have to make. And my job is to make sure we're creating clarity in those choices and making sure we're setting the pace for how fast or slow we are going to go so that we're bringing our stakeholders along.
Yeah, I love that you said that because organizational patience is, I think, one of those qualities that everyone needs to learn, whether you're in a marketing role or somewhere else.
Right.
It's really important. So tell me, from your perspective, what are the qualities that really make an effective CMO in the industry?
Yeah. I think the first thing I think about is you got to be human-centered.
Mm-hmm.
This whole business is about the emotional side of decision-making and the analytical side of decision-making. And everyone that we work with and work for is balancing competing demands. So it is so, so important that we are human-centered in everything that we do. When you can put your feet in the shoes of someone else, you start to think about what's important to them. I think the second thing is we've had to be flexible. There's been so much change and it's almost dizzying in terms of all the things you have to learn about or you think you need to learn about. And I think the last thing is it is so important to be curious. There are things that I'm doing now that I never, ever, ever thought I would be doing. And I also recognize my role is one of a stewardship role. It is not about me. It is about the people that we serve. And it's not about competition within the house of your own organization or between teams or between people. The competition is outside. And so making sure that you're really grounded in why you are here matters so much. And it can change the way you show up. And it can change the way that you lead. And it can change the way you make decisions.
Yeah. I love how you think about that in terms of the emotional and the rational and thinking about where we're going as an industry. Those qualities continue to be just so important to personal success, organizational success, and industry success.
All of that. LIMRA is so fantastic in terms of sharing insight and thought leadership and statistics about how our industry is growing or not growing, the need for consumers in LTC space, which is, of course, is near and dear to One America Financial's product lineup. But more people need coverage and protection than they've ever needed it. And we've also got less people joining this noble profession. So it is incumbent upon us to simplify and break through the noise and create that pathway for decision making and also support distribution partners, advisors, brokers, agents that are entering into this, whether it's the workplace solutions arena or the life business, annuity, long-term care, with the tools that they need to be of best service for the people that they serve.
Yes.
The need has never been greater. And I feel like I've probably said that for the last 25 years, but it just feels that much more important now with all of the uncertainty around us in the economic environment, federal level, all of that.
Yes, absolutely. And your point around talent and new talent coming into the industry is so critical. And I have to share, just last week, my daughter, who's graduating this spring, accepted a job in the industry.
Yay.
So I love it.
I've got three. I'm waiting to make sure that they're in the queue as well.
There you go. We're feeding our talent pipeline.
Yeah, and you know what I love about the talent that's coming in from all over? I mean, you can have folks that have grown up in this industry, and I'm one of those people. And you can become fairly complacent at times in terms of this is how we've always done it.
Yeah.
Or you know, the sales team's going to sell, and marketing, you push us. But as we're starting to think differently about big end marketing, now not starting, as we have delivered, thinking differently in big end marketing, this new talent, these new perspectives only help us as an organization. But I think sometimes when it comes to talent, there's a ferocious desire to do it right now.
Yes.
And in our industry, while we have rapidly progressed in terms of what we do, how we do it, and how we think 360, there's still, I said it earlier, a tad of patience that's required to help us get to the next level of performance.
There absolutely is. Now, on your career journey, I have to imagine that there were people who influenced you, mentors that perhaps helped shape who you are as a leader today.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about some?
Oh my gosh. When I was walking down here, I was thinking that, you know, the catalog of people that have been in my life, and so many of them are actually going to be here. LIMRA and LOMA and, you know, the people that have been part of this organization have helped me. And I got to be honest, a journey of 25 years has come with major lumps and bumps. It has come with high moments of joy and satisfaction and deep, deep moments of insecurity. I've struggled with having confidence. I've struggled with figuring out what my purpose was. But these mentors are so, so important because they pick you up they dust you off, they get you moving again.
Yes.
But as I was reflecting, there were three things that I think really come forward from 25 years. Gino was mm-hmm. one, of course, that said, this isn't about you. Your name is not on the front of the jersey.
Yeah.
The team's name is on the front of the jersey. And our CEO so eloquently said, hey, CEO at One American Financial, get over yourself. Point number one, get over yourself. Yes. This is not about you. It's about other people and the impact that you can have. The second thing was an executive leader at MassMutual Financial Group. Mm-hmm. And she told me the best way to grow and develop is to help people accomplish their objectives. Mm-hmm. And you will learn about what motivates people. You will learn different things about how finance people think, how business mm-hmm. leaders think, how salespeople think. And that just helps you be much, much more well-rounded. And then, of course, it's important to have mentors within your vertical. And I have an incredible mentor in the brand space that was chief brand officer for a global company. And she kept saying to me, once you deliver brand, you will have your North Star. Mm. And everything else begins to make sense. And the velocity that you can have with that helps you be grounded in your purpose. And that brings me to the importance of having personal purpose. There are going to be so many people along the journey of your career. They're going to say, you should do this, or you should do that, or I like this about you, or you really need to work on that part about you. As you grow, you're going to find the things that matter to you. And staying true to those is so, so important. The last thing I'll share, and I feel like I'm probably going a little long here, is I remember when I was playing at University of Connecticut, and they said, you have so much potential. And I used to hate it. I'm like, but I want to be there. I'm 25 years into this industry, and I am so grateful I still have potential.
Yeah.
Because there is still so much to learn. And I got to be confident knowing what I do know mm-hmm. and equally as confident knowing that there are things I don't know. And I have the ability to learn and grow and continue to have an impact in the world on the people that I serve and the people that I work alongside.
Yeah, I love that because it's so true, right? We don't need to have all the answers. Mm-hmm. You have to know who to go to get the answers, right?
Surround yourself with people.
That team.
Yes.
The concept of the team, because it is so important considering where marketing sits in an organization to be able to have those partnerships and sometimes lead, sometimes support, and kind of work all together, right?
I love, Tina, that you said that. I was playing with this notion last year that in the roles we're in as leaders, sometimes you're being led and mm-hmm. sometimes you're leading and sometimes it's at the same time.
Right.
And what sits inside that is the your need for control, which you don't have anyway.
No.
So I love that you said that because we do lead and we are led. And that is where the magic happens because it's about being flexible.
Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about flexibility and, you know, there are a number of not only opportunities, but challenges that the industry and our customers face. How is One America Financial addressing those challenges?
Yeah, it's a great question. As much as we've talked about things that have changed, things have still stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
People love people and they want to protect them, right? And people have dreams, they want to chase them. And it is our job to make sure we are helping them do that.
Yeah.
When it comes to supporting and serving we're a B2B organization primarily. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that we are, first of all, manufacturing products that match the needs of the market. Job number one. Job number two is making sure that we are all grounded in purpose. Why are we here?
Mm.
It's not about, delivering an agile train. It's not about, and I know that someone's listening here and they're going to be like, yes, it is. it's not about a flat sheet. It's not about those things. It's grounded in our purpose of making a difference, right?
Yes.
And growing up in growing our disciplines, but making sure it's focused on mm-hmm. that purpose. And as a B2B company, we need to make sure that we are helping our distribution partners mm-hmm. find success. And that is not just, zipping out flat sheets and sell sheets and sales support, right? It's really bringing insight and thought leadership and intellectual value to the table, as well as making sure that we are overseeing that end-to-end experience so the customer feels who we are.
Yes.
And we are arming those distribution partners with something that can really help the customer make a good decision and feel confident in us doing so.
Yes. And, you know, with that, there's always change,
yeah.
Number of emerging trends.
Yes.
Can you tell me about what you're excited about?
Everything.
Yes. Good answer.
So, remember when I said that things take time?
Yes.
It's not about perfection. It's the pursuit of progress.
Mm-hmm.
And as simple as this sounds, I celebrate these micro moments of breakthroughs every single day. Whether it's understanding the importance of voice of customer, it's the understanding the importance of linking voice of customer with service metrics, right? And really driving that outside in perspective versus inside out. So I celebrate little wins every single day on the pursuit of perfection.
Yeah.
But there's so much. There's AI that is driving the way that we might get to market faster with ideas and help us become better and faster in the way that we think. I sometimes think AI is a unbelievable development toolbox.
Yes.
For my leaders to and my associates to think about how do I approach strategy and how do I think about it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's just all the emerging technologies that are out there and how do you make sense of all of those?
Yes.
And that's just a series of choices. What can we afford? What is the impact it needs to have? And who's the persona that we're trying to serve? So I know, I get excited about a lot of things, but most of it is just these moments of celebrating progress.
Well, after 25 years, isn't it great to still be excited?
Yes.
Every day,
every
to your
day.
Point, I love that, the micro moments.
Yeah.
Now, earlier you had talked a bit about the gaps, right? The insurance gaps,
yeah.
And it's an evergreen challenge for us.
It is.
How do you approach helping consumers better understand insurance and their employee benefits and why they're so important for them?
Yeah, great question. First and foremost, we know as a B2B organization, the extension of our brand is really that financial professional that's sitting across the table or across from the, you know, in the kitchen. So we need to make sure we are arming them with all the ways in which to think about that end customer and what's motivating them, and not do what those old scary tactics were. If you can't talk, your husband or your wife just dies. Horrible things don't work anymore.
Right.
The other thing is we can't look at information in the era of self-serve as conflict. It's really about leveraging all the opportunities that we have to have our voice in the spaces where people are searching and looking for information.
Yes.
And then bringing them back to help them understand who we are and why us in the decision-making process. So first and foremost, it's really about arming and supporting our distribution partners in the market, understand the value of what we bring, but do so from the perspective of that end customer. And there's not a lot new. We're just getting better at doing that, right?
Yeah.
The other thing when I think about the employee benefits space, and certainly also the buying process in the life arena, you must have a very carefully curated experience that helps them understand each step of the process, where they're in, because there's attrition. People fall out of the process.
Yes.
So making sure that we've got why and why it is good for them in engaged throughout the entire end-to-end.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, a lot of the LIMRA research really validates those concepts that you're talking about, and that consumers are learning a lot more digitally.
Yeah.
And that helps make the connection to the financial advisor.
Yes.
It's not one or the other, but the two work together in order to help the consumer better understand all these products and solutions.
That's right. Love it.
Oh, that's terrific.
There's always a thing.
I know.
What can you learn from it? What do you want to adopt from it?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mentioned earlier, putting your feet in the shoes of the end consumer changes the way you think about the work you're doing.
Absolutely.
And if you don't do that, you're missing a huge opportunity.
Because
satisfaction and ease and trust and this notion of net promoter score is woven through every experience people have with us.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's terrific. Any thoughts in closing that you want to leave us with today?
Oh my gosh, it's been a privilege to to serve. I feel so grateful for people who've poured in over the years. I'm grateful for the opportunity to still have potential. I am grateful for the opportunity to be in a steward chair where it's, I'm here for a period of time. How can I help make a difference? But make a difference through helping other people grow and have impact. It is just simply not about me anymore. And when that switch was flipped, it really changed the way I thought about the work I do.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciated your time and loved our conversation.
Always good to spend time with you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to LIMRA's Insider Insights podcast series. To hear future podcasts, subscribe at LIMRA.com/podcast.